Today's shiur, the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara Nazir Daf Ches. We're going to have a perfect Daf today. We start at the very, very beginning of Ches Oral, and we're going to go all the way through the end of Tes Amud Beis. Now, a lot of the Mishnayos today are Chazara. A lot of the ideas we have today are Chazara, so that's always a good thing. And we begin at the very top, Ches Oral, with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Kisar Roshi, or Kafara Oretz, or Ukechol Yom. If a person says, I wish to become a Nazir, like the amount of hair that I have in my head, or like the amount of dirt or dust that there is in the earth, or like the amount of sand that there is on the beaches and the sea. So such a person, Harei Zeh Nazir Olam, which we explained really should be Nazir Le'olam, such a person is going to be one 30-day Naziris, followed by another 30-day Naziris, followed by another 30-day Naziris for the rest of this person's life. Because when he says, like the hair on my head, that's something that's not a finite number, as we explained previously, even though technically it is, but it's not something that we can count. The dust on the earth technically is a finite number, and it's not something that we can count. Like the sand on the sea is, again, not something that we can count. And therefore, it's as if the person is saying, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that I wish to become a Nazir for 30-day period of time, continuously for the rest of my entire life. That means he'll have the Naziris for 30 days, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom, then he's going to do his Taglachas on day 31, and he'll begin his new Naziris on day 31. And this can be seen inside the Rosh, the very top Rosh. We'll read this inside, because it's a relatively short shiur today. We have time to go with some of the Roshes inside, some of the Tosas inside. So, Harini Nazir Kiseh Roshi V'chulei. So he says, Harei Zeh Nazir Olam, which means, it's really Le'olam. A Nazir Olam, we talk about like Avshalom, that can go and cut his hair once every year, or once every 30 days, once every 7 days, as we said. So this is really Nazir Le'olam. Harei Zeh Nazir Le'olam, U'megaleach Echad L'Shloshim Yom. Once every 30 days, he does his Taglachas. Ki Kibel Olav Niziros Kiminyan Sar Rosho, because he is basically accepted upon himself the number of Naziris as he has hairs on his head, and therefore the whole Lamed V'Lamed every 30 days, Heavy Nazir Bifnei Atzmo is a separate Naziris, U'megaleach B'chol Yom Lamed Aleph, and therefore, since the Stam Naziris is 30 days, he has to go and do a Taglachas and bring the three Korbanos, the Olo, the Chatos, and the Shlom on day 31, and also, in addition, after he brings maybe Korbanosav, Ubo Bayom, on day 31, that also begins Maskel Naziris, that starts the next 30-day period of time in Naziris. The Eino shows the sign, he's not allowed to drink any wine, because he's either finishing up from the first one, he's not allowed to drink wine, or he's starting the second one, he's not allowed to drink wine. So therefore, he's never allowed to drink wine, the Eino Matami Lemes, and he's never allowed to go be Matami to Mesmes for the rest of his life, and the rest of his life he can't drink any wine. And this is different, Velo Kinazir Olam Dila'el, this is different than the Nazir Avshalom that we described previously, that's allowed to take a haircut, the Mekal Bitar, he can lighten his hair, take a razor and trim his hair, either once a year, once every 30 days, once every 7 days, the three-way machlokes that we had previously. So this is the Nazir Avshalom, which he's not. And also, in addition, the Rosh tells us, the Lobe Misparayim, he's not allowed to take a scissors to his hair, he can only use a razor. Upligi le'inyan megalech l'shana, o le'lamed yom, o le'zayin yom. As we said, the three remachlokas as to how often he's allowed to, quote, lighten his hair, trim his hair. V'imrotza, if he wishes to, ena megalech, that Nazir Olam never has to go take a haircut, if he doesn't wish to, the ena may be carbon, and he never has to bring korbanos on taking that haircut. However, our Nazir, Avo Nazir Olam, that we're talking about, the Hocha, which was really Nazir Le'olam, Tzorech Legaleach, he does have to go and take a haircut every 30 days, on day 31, because that concludes his original 30-day Naziris. And then the next one will conclude that 30-day Naziris. Well, Havi Korbanosav, and he has to go and bring the three Korbanos, the Olam, the Chatas, and the Shlomim. And he has to do this every 30 days. Mishloshim Labit, to every 30 days. Vaha Misafkali Im Yirtze Labo B'Nazirosav. Rosh says, I'm not sure. If the guy says, I don't wish to go and take the Taglachas and go bring my Korbanos, end the 30 Naziris, but I don't want to necessarily start the next Naziris. Below Havesa Karban, and he doesn't want to go and bring his Korbanos right now. Below Havas Korbanos right now. Zman Gadol, I'll wait for a while for that. Rak Lo Shiyavu B'Vati Acher, Al Korbanos Nishayev, Im Harishus B'Yodo. So he says, I don't know if he has the right to go and delay bringing them. As long as he's not over B'Vati Acher, the one Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, we had five different interpretations of what B'Vati Acher would mean. It would mean either one of the Shlosh Regalim would pass, or all three of the Shlosh Regalim would pass, three have to be in a certain order. In any event, we're not going through all those details now, some two of the Shlosh Regalim, but as long as he's not over Baal Tiachar, one could delay theoretically, possibly, or not. He says, Midi Dahavi Naziris, Shishlami Mei Naziris. So just like a regular person who finishes his 30-day Naziris, Shiochol Lahashos Korbanosav, he's allowed to delay bringing his Korbanos as long as he's not over Baal Tiachar. So that's one possibility the Rosh says, that maybe he could delay and not have to go and bring his korbanos on day 31. Alternatively, and this is the Rosh's preferred answer, Odilma, Kivan Shekibel of Naziros Kol Yomov, since he did accept upon himself an unlimited number of 30-day Naziruses, so Chayev Hu Lahashlem Nazirus, he has to go and complete his Nazirus Miyad, immediately. Therefore, on day 31, he has to do his taglachas, bring his korbanos, and start immediately on day 31, the next Nazirus of 30 days. And he says, this seems to be the correct way to understand this. Since his entire life now, he's obligated in doing additional 30-day Nazirus is every 30 days. So, therefore, he doesn't have the right to delay bringing his korbanos, do the taglachas, and bring the korbanos on day 31, as much as he possibly can. And he says, furthermore, there's another din that applies over here to a Nazir Olam, and that's if the person says, Harini Nazir Kuf Shana, or Elef Shanim. The person says a very large amount, but it's a finite specific amount, 100 years or 1,000 years. We'll have this in the Mishnah. We had this yesterday as well. Hu Nazir Le Olam, this is a Nazir Le Olam, Unazirus Echad Yeshlo. He has one long lifetime Nazirus, not every 30 days, but one long lifetime Nazirus. He's going to be a Nazir the rest of his life, Koy Mechayev. And he never is allowed to go cut his hair. Ve'enu Magalech Le Olam. Unless in lo nitpo, unless he becomes tame, as the brisa we had in the Gemara yesterday, ain's a nazir olam el a nazir le olam. This would really be a nazir le olam. So again, we have three different types of naziris that we call nazir olam. We have the avshalom nazir olam. We have our naziris nazir olam, which is every 30 days, and then you have the lifetime period of nazir olam, which is not like the every 30 days, and is not like avshalom in that that person's never allowed to go and cut his hair, lighten his load. Okay, so that's. Again, in depth of our Mishnah, again, which we're chasing over from yesterday. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Here we introduce now Rebbe's opinion. Back in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yomer, Einz Magaleach, Achas L'Shoshim Yom. This person over here that says, Kisaroshi, Ki Afara Oretz, Kichol Yom, did not say Niziros. He just said Harini Nazir. And therefore, this person, as you can see in the Rush, in Dibra Maskel, Rebbe Omer, he says, Ein Zim Agaleach Ech L'Shosh B'Yom. He doesn't have to go, like the Tanakhama, and cut his hair every 31st day, because it's multiple 30-day Naziris is one after the other, because the Sava Rebbe, continuing reading in the Rush, Nazir Echad, he's one long Naziris, Yomim Kiminyan Sarosho, as much hair as he has on his head. That's how long his one Naziris has to be. Kibbalah, that's what he accepted about himself. The Ika, and it's possible, lo yistapuke im yeslo din nazir olam di avshalom, o din nazir li olam. And we're not sure, would he be allowed to lighten his hair once a year, or once every 30 days, once every 7 days, like nazir avshalom, or not? The ain't nearly suffic, but the Rush says, I don't think there is a suffic in this. Kiven the nazir achas kiminyan saros kibel elave, since he accepted upon himself one long naziris, chad nazir habi, he's one nazir ki kamar koshura, as if he said, I'm a nazir for 100 years, no difference, and he wouldn't be able to lighten his load. He wouldn't be able to take a trim. That is the opinion of the Rush as to what Rebbe's opinion is when he just says, harin nazir kisaroshi. However, Rebbe agrees that there is a type of naziris that you go and accept upon yourself multiple 30-day Naziruses for the rest of your life. The Ezel Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim, what would be that example? Where does he say that the Tanakhama's din is applicable? In a situation where he says, Homer, Homer, he says, Harei Olai Naziros, not a reigning Nazir, but he says, I accept upon myself multiple Naziros, Kisaroshi, like the hairs that I have on my head, or Kafaroshi, like the dust or dirt on the earth, or Kicholayob, like the sand in the sea, or by the beaches. In that situation, Rebbe says, the Halacha is like the Tanakhama said for his din. Here, Rebbe agrees that he would have to be multiple consecutive Naziruses of 30 days, take the Taglachas and bring the Korbanos on day 31, and start the new Nazirus on day 31. Then we continue with a new idea in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Harini Nazir, if a person says, I wish to be a Nazir, Melo HaBayis, as much as there is full of this house, or Melo HaKup, or this box, this chest, is full. So what does he mean? So the Mishnah tells us, it depends. Im Amar, if he says, this is what I meant. Achas gedolu nazarti. I meant one big Nazirus, so this is very tough for me. And it's just like it's how much this house can hold, how much this box can hold. That's how tough it is for me. So then he's Nazir Lamed Yom. Then he's a Nazir for 30 days. One Nazirus for 30 days. This is no different than we have learned in the Mishnah yesterday. If a person says Achas gedolu or Achas ketana. But if he says, I don't know what I meant, I just meant stop. He didn't have a specified intent. So then we view this rowan as hakupa. We look at this kupa that he says, I'm going to have a Naziris, melo hakupa. We look at this kupa or the house, Kielu hi b'leya chardol, like it's filled with very, very small mustard seeds. And therefore, this would be no different than if he says, Kisar Roshi, the Nazir kol yomav, and it'll be a Nazir all his days, either like the Tanakama or like Rebbe. Okay, so that is the middle part of the Mishnah. The Gemara will ask, why did we pick that it should be like mustard seeds, something very, very small, k'meil k'chardol. Mishnah continues and says, "Hareini nazir mikan ad mokum ploni." We had this in yesterday's shir as well. The person says, "I am a nazir for the amount of time it takes for me to travel mikan ad mokum ploni." So here we have to figure out how long that travel would take. So omdim, we estimate, we figure out, we calculate, kama yomim mikan ad mokum ploni. How long does it take to travel from where you are? So I gave the example yesterday from Yerushalayim, let's say, to Tel Aviv, or Yerushalayim to Rome. So you figure out how long it would take to get from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. So if that's going to take in pachus b'lamid yom, which should take you less than 30 days, even in the times when they would travel without modern vehicles, so it would take them less than 30 days to go from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. So then all the person meant was that he's one Nazirus of 30 days. Nazir liyam lamid yom. However, but if it takes more, let's say it takes 90 days to get from Yerushalayim to Rome, so then the person would be Nazir Kiminyan HaYomim. He meant that I'll be a Nazir for 90 days, as we brought down yesterday. He's doing this to protect himself. He wants to take upon himself this additional spirituality, this additional stringency of being a Nazir, in order that he should protect it on the roads, and that's why he said, Mikan Ad Mokum Ploni. Okay, finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Kiminyan HaMosachamor, I wish to be a Nazir like the days of the year. The secular year, the solar year, has 365 days. So then, monet neziros, kiminyan yemos hachama. So he has to count that many neziruses, because he said the word kiminyan, so he has to count that many neziruses as there are days in the solar year, 365. So he'll have 365 30-day neziruses. If you calculate that out, it comes out to 30 years, a little bit more than 30 years, 30 years. So Harei Nazir, Kiminyan Mosachama, means the guy's going to be a Nazir for 365 30-day Naziruses. Each one will be a separate 30-day Nazirus. He'll do his Taglachas and bring his Korbanos, the Ola, the Chatas, and the Shlomim on day 31. And day 31 will also start the next 30-day Naziruses. And if you do this, it will take you 365 of such Naziruses, which is over 30 years, for a person to go and complete his Nether. The Mishnah concludes and says, Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says about this, Maisa Hoya, there once was such a situation where a person took upon himself Nazirus' communion Yemos HaChama, Maisa Hoya, Kivan Shehishlam, and as soon as he finished this, Mace, the person happened to die. So the Raya that we're bringing, whenever you have a Maisa, it's not a Maisa Listar, the Maisa that you bring down is always a Raya, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing that this is the correct understanding, that a person has to count when he says, Haridi Nazir Kiminyan Yemos HaChama, he has to count 365 30-day Naziruses. And once there was such a person that did this, and at the conclusion of that, he died. Okay, the Gemara starts off and says, Roin es hakupo ki ilum leyachardol v'nozer ki yomov. In this second series of cases in the Mishnah, we said if the person said, Hareini Nazir melo habayis or melo hakupa, so then he accepts upon himself to be, if he said it's stam, we view it as if there was a kupa, this chest was filled with chardol, very, very small mustard seeds, and therefore, Nazir Koyomov, he's going to be a Nazir all the days of his life, like the Tanakama, it'll be a series of perpetual 30-day Naziruses, or like Rabbi, it would be one long Nazirus for the rest of his life. So Gemara says, why? Why did we fill it up with small little mustard seeds? Vamai. After all, why don't we say, Velechse, Kiilu Malaya Kishuin Udluin, and fill it up with something much larger? Fill it up with big watermelons. Kishuin is melons, and Diluin is various types of gourds. So fill it up with these big items, and not these small little mustard seeds, and therefore, the Tevele Tekanta. Instead of him having multiple consecutive 30-day Naziruses for the rest of his life, no, say, listen, there are 40 melons that you can fit into this house, 50 melons you can fit in the house, 60 melons you can fit into this house. There's a certain number of melons that you can fit into this house or into this kupa, so therefore, that will be the Eitzah, the Tehevile Tekanta. He will have a specified number of days to be a Nazir, because as we learned in yesterday's shir, if you have a infinite number or something that can't be counted, like we said, the hair on your head or the dust or the sand, so then we said it means a series of continuous 30-day Naziruses. But if there was a finite number, so you said, I want to be a Nazir for the amount of time it takes to travel from here to Rome, so then you're a Nazir for 90 days. So therefore, in that situation, there should be a takana over here too. Count up how many kishuin or diluin can fit into this kupa, into this box, and that will be how long he has to be a Nazir, but not for the rest of his life. So the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Omer Chizki says, because b'machlokis shenuya. This is in fact a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and that our Mishnah, which says that you fill it up with chardal, goes according to the machmir opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the Omer, or the machnis, it's asmo ledover shesveko chomer mivadai, that a person will be willing to put himself to a situation where it's unclear, it's a suffix, what he meant. Did he mean dalas, or did he mean the chardol? And therefore, even though the suffix situation is worse than the vadai, why is that? Because when he's a suffix, that is he or is he not going to have multiple nazirs of 30 days, so he can't ever go and bring his korbanos taglachas, because that would involve bringing a chatas. Now, the ola and the shlamim you can voluntarily donate, but the chatas you can't. And therefore, he would never be able to end his naziris. Maybe it's supposed to be a 60-day naziris, a 50-day naziris, a 40-day naziris, because that's how many Diluin or Kishuin, you could fit into this kupa, and therefore you should only be a nazir for 50 days, let's say, 60 days, whatever number you could fit into the kupa. Or, no, he's really going to be an infinite number of 30-day naziruses. So here he's stuck. His suffix situation is even more chamur than his vadai. With the vadai, okay, at least he would take a haircut every 30 days, and on day 31, do taglachas and bring his korbanos. But here you can't, because maybe he's not mechuyev to bring it at that point in time. The Rush and Tosus bring down, why don't we say over here that the person will take upon himself a voluntary naziris of that duration in case he wasn't mechuyev? So we'll see that that can't apply over here, because what happens if he becomes tomei before he does that? So then he's going to be stuck. He can never bring his korbanos tuma, because we don't know when his period of time is supposed to be over. And therefore, he can never go and bring his korbanos taglachas tuma. In any event, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Omer, Odo Machnis Asmo Ledover, Shesveko Chomer Mivadai. A person is willing to put himself into a situation where it's actually worse to be in a suffix situation than in a vadai situation. And where do we know that from? The Tanya. This is something that we had previously in the Dorim on Daf Yotes, and we said there, if a person says, Harini Nazir, if a person says, I'm going to become a Nazir, Amenashe Bekri Zet Meyakor. He has a harvest, and he says, if there's 100 kor, 100 times 30 saw. So he wants that kor is 30 saw. And if there's 100 times 30 saw over here in this pile, so then I accept upon myself a naziris. He's thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu if there's that much grain over there in this kri. Now, for halach, he goes to count it up. Some of it was stolen. Oshavar, some of it was lost. So now he'll never know, was there 100 there and he's a nazir, or there wasn't 100 there and he's not a nazir. So in this situation, Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says you have to take the worst of all worlds. You have to take upon yourself a naziris, but you can never go and bring your korbanos, because maybe you weren't a nazir, and then you're bringing your korban chatas, which you're not allowed to bring by volunteering for it, because you're technically not mechuyev in it. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says you're oser in this situation. You're going to be a nazir the rest of your life, because shesofek naziris lahachmir, because you have to go to chumra over here. Maybe you are a nazir, and therefore you take upon yourself all the requirements of being a nazir. You can't be metam lemeis, you can't go cut your hair, you can't drink any wine or grape product, but you can never end that naziris, because maybe you're not a nazir, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go bring the korbanos. As I mentioned before, the Rush asks, so let the person go and say, if there was 100 kor here, then I'm not taking upon myself a naziris, because I'm already a nazir. But if there wasn't 100 kor here, so then I accept upon myself a naziris. So therefore, he should be able to get out of it. So the Rush points out, no, if he were to become tamei before he said this, he'll never be able to get out of it, because he has to bring a chatas, and you're not allowed to go bring a chatas al sofik. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, a person does put himself into such a situation, and if it's stolen or lost, so then he says, still says, yes, I did say I would be a Nazi. If there's 100 there, and maybe there was, maybe there wasn't, I'll never know. So Rishimun says, Oser, Shesofik Naziris L'Hachmer. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda's Matir. He says, in this situation, the person never intended to be a Nazir. Shesofik Naziris L'Hachmer, because in this situation, we always go lakula, that a person doesn't want to be machmer in this situation. So if he's not able to find out, was there 100 there, it's as if he said, I never made the nether. I only made the nether if I can definitively find out that there's 100 kur over there, then I'll be a nazir. But for whatever the reason, even if there was 100 there, but it's nignav o avad, or there wasn't 100 there, I never accepted by myself to be a nazir. So obviously, in our Mishnah, Chizkia says, that is why Rabbi Shimon must be the author of our Mishnah, because here too, we're not sure, did he mean chardol, or did he mean kishuim udiluin, and therefore he's going to be accepting upon himself the most machmir situation possible here, shesveko chomer mivade, even though the sobek situation is actually more chomer than a vade. That's the Teretz of Chizkiah gives. Rav Yochanan says, no, I disagree. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu tem Rav Yehuda. No, you don't have to lock in on Mishnah as being only accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. It could even be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. How could that be? However, Rabbi Yehuda says that sofik nazirus lahakel. So Rav Yochanan says, no, hasam, in that situation of the 100 kor, that the person says, I'll be a nazir, if there's 100 kor, the Gemara in the Dara. So hasam, lo nachis, there, the person did not automatically become a nazir. He said, I'll only be a nazir if there's 100 kor of wheat over here. So in that situation, maybe yes, maybe no. So that's why Rav Yehuda says the person wouldn't put himself into a suffix situation because he didn't necessarily state, I'm going to be a nazir. He says, I'm a nazir only if there's 100 kor there. But in our Mishnah, Hocha, the person said, I'm going to be a nazir if this box is filled with something. So this box could be filled with chardo, or the box could be filled with kishu and diluin, but he definitely accepted upon himself to be a nazir. So in this situation, even Rabbi Yehuda's moda, hocha nochis leid and zeros, he accepted upon himself for the zeros. And since we don't know which he meant, did he mean like chardo, or did he mean like kishu and diluin, so therefore, how can you get rid of his zeros without having him being a nazir? And since we don't know whether he's a nazir like the chardo or a nazir like the kishun and the luin, you have no alternative. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of our Mishnah, because even in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a person puts himself into a suffix situation, because he said, I'm going to be a nazir, not contingent upon something. He said, I am nazir, like this malo kupa, and we just don't know what that means. So therefore, even Rehudu would say a person puts himself into a suffix in that situation. Where says, who says? Am I low? Who says? Maybe, let's say le kupa, kilum le kishun vidiluin, let's fill up the kupa as if it's with kishun and diluin, and therefore, that ends the Naziris after 50 days, 60 days, however many kishun and diluin were there, that would fill up this kupa, vitehevi le tekanta, and now his original Naziris that he accepted upon himself is taken care of. He did do that. And now you're telling me maybe he meant the chardo, ha solka daita Naziris, who the kiba lalavi. He now accepted upon himself and he did it. And who says that he meant that it's the chardo? That's now a new question. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it. The person doesn't accept upon himself a suffix situation. So therefore, yes, he has to do one Naziris, do the Naziris of Kishuin and Diluin. So he'll be another 40 days, 50 days, 60 days, whatever the number of Kishuin and Diluin could be fit into this kupa. And then afterwards, maybe he meant the chardo, maybe not. That's, again, not clear that he was going to be a Nazir. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're not a Nazir in that situation. So therefore, maybe this Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan is not correct. So we turn to Ches Amud Beis and we say, no, the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan is correct. In fact, the Rabbi Yehuda Sovel like a Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe in our Mishnah, not like the Tanakhama. He holds like Rebbe, the Tanan. Rebbe Omer, Ein Zim Agalei Achas Loshim Shom. If you just say, I'm reading Nazir, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be a Nazir every 30 days. If the like the hairs on my head, like the dust on the earth, like the sand in the sea. No. Rebbe disagrees with that. He says, in that situation, a person is going to have one very long Naziris. What is Ve'ezu Shemagaleach Achas Loshim Yom? What makes a person have to go and take a Naziris every 30 days for the rest of his life? When he says, Omer Hare Olai Naziros Kisa Roshi, or like Kafara Oritz, or Kachol Hayom. In that situation, he is accepting on himself these multiple Naziruses. But in fact, Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe. So therefore, when he says, Hareini Nazir Kimlo Kupo, Kamlo Habayis, so he never accepted upon himself this multiple 30 days of Naziruses, and therefore, Rav Yochanan's Teretz is right. Our Mishnah could be in accord with Rav Yehuda, because even over here, there is no Takana, because maybe he was like Rebbe, and it was one or the other. He definitely accepted upon himself a Naziris of a certain amount of time, a specified amount of time. Either it was the amount of time that you filled it up with Kishun or Diluin, so let's say it's 40 days, 50 days, 60 days, or it is the amount of time of filling it up with Chardo, which would be a very, very, very large number, it would be for the rest of his life. So therefore, we can't get around that if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz is a good Teretz. Very good, seems we're okay. But the Gemara questions this and says, really? Does Rabbi Yehuda Me Sava Lok Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rebbe? I'll show you two reasons why that's not true. What not? Reason number one is our Mishnah. It says, Hareini Nozer Kiminin Mosachan V'chule. At the end of our Mishnah, it said, if a person says, I accept upon myself the Zeros like k'minyan yemos hachama. So on that, Amar Yehuda, Yehuda said, ma'isa haya, and always it's not a ma'isa listar, it's a ma'isa as a raya, and therefore this ma'isa must support what we just said, and ma'isa haya v'kivin sheish l'meis, as soon as the person counted 365 days, like yemos hachama of 30 day nazirises, so that person then died. So here you clearly see that Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi, because e'amis b'shlom naziris, if you're telling me he accepted upon himself multiple Naziruses, so then that is like the Chachamim who argue with Rebbe, because here he didn't say Naziros, he just said Hareini Nazir Kiminin Mosachama. So it should be like the Chachamim, and only the Chachamim would say that he has 365 times that he has to do 30-day Naziris. Hayu time of the Kiv of the Hishlameis. Oh, we understand why this is a Maisa as a Raya, not a Maisa Listar, but this is a Maisa that says, yeah, this once happened, and the guy took upon himself 365 30-day Naziruses, and only after that did he die. Hayu time of the Kiv of the Hishlameis. Oh, we understand why Reuud is telling it to us. Ella, if you're going to tell me that Reuud holds like Rabbi, Ella, E. Amos, Chodo Nazirus Kiv Alave, that this is in fact one Nazirus over here that he adopted, and not like the Tanakhama, but like Rebbe, that he didn't say the word Niziros, he didn't say Hareini Niziros, Kimini Nimosachama, so then, according to Rebbe, he would only have one 365-day Niziris. So, in this situation, Mi Habi HaShlomo Klal. So then, is there any point in Rebbe Yehuda telling us over here that this guy wants Maisohoya for Kivin Shishul Meis? What do you mean, Kivin Shishul Meis? How does that prove anything? It goes against that we just said, that you have to count 365 30-day Naziruses. So Rav Yehuda would be a Maisa Listar, and a Maisa never comes to be Listar. You bring a Maisa in the Mishnah, it comes to prove what we just said. So therefore, that's proof number one, that Rav Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. He in fact holds like the Chachamim. Proof number two, V'od, Mitzvah V'lo K'Rebbe, another proof that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe, V'atani, we learn the following braisa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Hareini Nazir Minyan Hilkite Kayitz. Hilkite Kites, the Tosus brings down over here, Kishimiyavshin Hateinim, when you go and dry out the figs, Osin Tilin Tilin Miteinim, you make piles and piles of these Teinim, Liyavish, to dry them out. I didn't miss for until you can't even count how many piles there are. O Minyan Shvile Shmita, likewise, Tosus tells us the next thing, the path that you have in the Shmita, because in the Shmita, everybody's allowed to go through everybody else's gardens, because it's not owned by them during the Shmita year. So, O Minyan Shvile Shmita, also, there's no telling how many there are. Ein hasodos ruos umarbim hem shvilim. The fields aren't plowed, they're not cultivated, and therefore people walk through them. So here we have another proof in this price. If a person says, I want to be an Nazir, like these uncountable piles of the drying out figs, or like the paths in the fields during the Shemitah year, uminyan shibali Shemitah, so monen is zeros, kiminyan hilkite kayitz, ukiminyan shibali Shemitah. So then he has to count that many number of 30 days. In other words, like the Tanakhama, this person is going to just continue to have, since it's an infinite number, not a number that we can count, he's going to have to go and have multiple consecutive 30-day Naziruses. That's like the Tanakhama, because he didn't use the word Hareini Mekabel Naziros Minyan Hilkite Kayitz or Minyan Shibali Shemitah. So he didn't use the word Naziros. The Tanakhama says you don't need to use the word Naziros. Rebbe says you do need to use the word Naziros. So therefore, from these two riots, the first one from our Mishnah, the second one from this Brisa, we want to suggest that there's no way that Rav Yehuda holds like Rebbe. But the Gemara says no. As I had pointed this out when I read it, minyan, shiny, in each of these cases, he used the terminology minyan, which is extra, and it's like he said Naziris. He didn't say Hareini Nazir Yemos Hachama. He said Hareini Nazir Keminyan Yemos Hachama. He didn't say Hareini Nazir Hilkite Kayitz. He said Minyan Hilkite Kayitz, Minyan Shibali Shmita. And even Rebbe would agree that you either could say the word Naziros, or you could say the word minyan, in order to go and make it that you have to count that many 30-day Naziruses. Mar says, really? Umi shiny le Rebbe minyan? Does Rebbe really hold that the word minyan also accomplishes what Naziros would accomplish? Does Rebbe really hold that? But actually, that's not the truth. But Tanya, we learn another brisa. If a person says, Hareini Nazir, Kiminyan Yemos Hachama. If a person says, I wish to be a Nazir, Kiminyan Yemos Hachama. That was just similar to the Mishnah, but the brisa is going to add on also Yemos Halavana. So if a person says, Hareini Nazir, Kiminyan Yemos Hachama, I want to be a Nazir, like the days of the solar year, 365. So how many Naziris does he have to count? So the Brisa says, he's Mona in this situation, Niziros Kiminyan Yemos Chama. He has to go count the number of days that year, 365 30-day Nizirises. So it would be 365 times 30-day Nizirises. If you were to say Kimei Alabana, like there are in the lunar year, which is 354 days, although we pointed out yesterday, sometimes it's 353, sometimes it's 355, as the Mepharish had said. But in any event, we'll just assume right now a nice round number, 354. So Kimei Alabana, so then the Tanakhama says Mona Kimei Alabana. He has to count 354 times 30-day Nizirises. But that's the opinion of the Chacham, the Tanakhama. Rebbe disagrees with that. Rebbe Omer, even though it said the word Kiminyan Yemos Chacham, Kiminyan Yemos Halavana, nevertheless, Rebbe Omer, Ad Sheyomer Niziros, unless he says Niziros, which shows that I mean multiple consecutive Niziroses, or lie, Kiminyan Yemos Chacham, or Kiminyan Yemos Halavana, he is not going to be counting 365 30-day Niziroses, or 354 30-day Niziroses, he'll just count 365 or 354 one Nizirus for that period of time. So how can you tell me that Rebbe makes a distinction whether he used the word minion? You see clearly that Rebbe doesn't make a distinction if he used the word minion. So Mori says, no, Rebbe Huda holds like Rebbe in one thing that Rebbe said, but he doesn't hold like Rebbe in regards to this opinion of Rebbe. So what does that mean? Review the Savalo Kabase Bechada Upalig Ale Bechada. He agrees with Rebbe and disagrees with Rebbe. Rebbe says two different things. Savalo Kabase Bechada, he holds like Rebbe in one thing, and the Bach Ed's word Bechada, in what way is he going to agree with him in regards to one thing, Niziros Kabel Ilave, that he accepted upon himself one Niziros if he just says without the word Niziros. However, he disagrees with Rabbi Upali Gale Bukhada in the situation, Dilu Rabbi Yehuda Shani Le Mone, Rabbi Lo Shani Le Mone, that Rabbi doesn't count the word Mone as being like Niziros, whereas Rabbi Yehuda does. So he agrees with the basic principle of Rabbi. If you don't say Niziros or Minyan, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with Rabbi. But he disagrees with Rabbi because Rabbi says only Niziros makes it into multiple consecutive 30-day Niziroses. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, even the word Minyan, when he says, Kiminyan Yemosachama, Kiminyan Halavada, or Kiminyan Hilkete Kayetz, or Shibole Shmita, in all of those situations, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is as if he had said Niziros, even though Rabbi doesn't hold like that. Oh, so he's holding like Rabbi in regards to the basic din, but he doesn't hold like Rebbe in regards to the prat about what the word minyan means. What it connotes, it doesn't mean like Niziros according to Rebbe, but it does mean like Niziros according to Rebbe Huda. Now we end off this first parak of Nazir with the following list of brises. Tana Rabban. Hareini Nazir Ko Yimei Chayai. If a person says, I accept upon my Niziros the rest of my life, Hareini Nazir Olam, or if he says, I am going to be a Nazir Olam, in both of these situations, Harei Zeh Nazir Olam. He has to go be a Nazir the rest of his life. However, Tosus points out, in Dira Masach, Harei Zeh Nazir, this is Ki Avshalom. This brise says he would be a Nazir like Avshalom, and he'd be allowed to go be Mekel Tar, he'd be allowed to go trim his beard, so he would be allowed to go and lighten his hair and bring the Taglachas and the Korbanos once a year, once every 30 days, once every 7 days, according to the three different opinions that we had. That's what the Brisa tells us. And the Brisa further says, if a person says, Afilu Mei Ashana, Afilu Elim Shalim, that we should be a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, in that situation, he's not like a Nazir Avshalom, he's a Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Leolam. Then he'll be a Nazir for his entire life. He won't be able to go ever and cut his hair. Next, Bryce, the Torah about an Iranian Nazir, V'achas. If a person says, I want to be a Nazir, and then he says, V'achas, that implies a second Naziris, like we had in the Mishnah yesterday. So, Mone Shtayim. He has to go and count two Naziris. First one for Iranian Nazir, and the second one, V'achas, is another Naziris. Furthermore, if he says, V'od, if he adds on to that and he says, V'od, so that is implying another Naziris, Mone Shalosh. And then if he says, V'shov, and again, so that means another Naziris, Mone Arba. He has four Naziruses. And the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. Once we know this principle, Iranian Nazir, V'achas, means two. So then, of course, Od would mean three, and Shuv would mean four. Pshita, it's obvious. What the Chiddush of telling me that in the Braisa? So the Gemara says, no, I might have thought, Ma'al Detemor, when he says Vishuv, for example, Ki Kulu, Bahavile Shis. So when he says Vishuv, and again, it means again like the first three. So he'd have to do six, not that this is number four. Kamash will underlow. No, it's telling us to know Vishuv means only adding one, and not the entire series of Naziruses that he accepted upon himself already. Then, two more brises. Tana Rabban, and this brise tells us, I'm a Nazir. The person says, I'm a Nazir So Simchus Omer, if he says the word Hareini Nozer Hain, so that means Achas, one. If he says Hareini Nozer Digun, Digun is die, two, so then he's another two consecutive terms, Shtayim. If he says Trigun, Hareini Nozer Trigun, three, try, so then Shalosh, that means three, except he accepted upon himself three consecutive Zeruses. If he says Tetragon, a Tetragon means four, Tetra, so Arba, then he's accepted upon himself four Zeruses. If he says Hareini Nozer Tetragon, and if he says Hareini Nozer Pentagon, I'm going to be a Nozer Pentagon, so Chomish. These words tell us how many Nazirus he accepted upon himself. And finally, we conclude the first beautiful parak of Nozer with the last Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Bayis Agul. If a person is in a house that is round, or digun, or it's a two-cornered house, so it's like a triangle in some way, or trigun, it's a three-cornered house, or pentagon, it's a five-cornered house, all of these do not have the ability to be makabel tumas tsaras on a house. Tsaras can be on a person, tsaras can be on clothing, tsaras can be on a house. So in this situation, where it's a round house, a two-walled house, a three-walled house, or a five-walled house, or more, so eino metame binagoam, such a house cannot become tame tsaras. But if it's a four-walled house, tetragon, so then metame binagoam, then the Braisa tells us that it can, in fact, accept tumas tsaras. My time, but what's the reasoning for this? Where does the Braisa get this from? So it's based upon the pasuk. Lamato omer kir kiros. The pasuk says both kir and kiros. And Lamala Omer, Kir and Kiros. And earlier, the Pesukim say Kir and Kiros. These Pesukim are, Vishava Kohen Bayom HaShvi, V'roh, V'nei Posa Hanega, B'Kiros Habayi. So it said Kir, but it really said Kiros. That implies two walls. And earlier, the Pesuk said, V'roh Hanega, V'nei Hanega, B'Kiros Habayi, Shikaru Ros, Yirak Rakos, O Adam Damos, Umarien Shofel Min Hakir. So there it says as well, Kiros, which implies another two walls. So you have Lamata, two walls. It said not Kir, it said Kiros. And Lamala, earlier it said not Kir, it said Kiros. So therefore, that implies you need four walls in order to have Nega Tsaras on a house, Harei Kan Arba. And therefore, that Braisa is telling us that the din applies Tsaras only if it's a four-walled house. And the reason why this Braisa was brought in, because we mentioned the word Tetragon and Pentagon in the previous Braisa, so it mentions another din that uses these words Digun and Trigun and Pentagon and Tetragon. So therefore, that's why this Braisa is brought in over here. With this, we conclude the first parak. Hadron Olecha Kokinuye, Hadron Olecha Kokinuye, Hadron Olecha Kokinuye. Meets Hashem tomorrow, we start the second parak. Everybody should have a wonderful day.